Hi, I'm Kristen.
And I'm Megan,
co-founders of the Restful Project. The Restful Project helps each woman identify how to love God and her people with all her heart. We equip her with the ability to remove distractions so she can focus and live fully in the here and now.
The Restful Project is based upon the biblical concepts of practicing Sabbath rest so we can experience the fullness of shalom, peace, wholeness, blessing, and connection to Christ and Christ followers. Hello, everybody. Megan here. Welcome to our first podcast of 2023. We hope that you had a Merry Christmas and a very Happy New Year. And we are so excited that you are back with the Restful Project to start 2023. So today's topic, Kristen posted something interesting the other day on one of our Facebook pages, and we had some responses that we would like to share and to talk about as far as what's going on right now in our calendar. So right now, depending on where you live in the country or your background, you might have started noticing that the season of Mardi Gras is upon us. And so Kristen asked the question, is Mardi Gras a liturgical part of the year? So let's just back up a second and remind ourselves of what that means. When we say the liturgical calendar, we are talking about the historic church calendar that is divided up into different seasons. So we just finished the season of Christmastide. Christmastide is the 12 days of Christmas that start on Christmas Day and end on Epiphany, which is January 6th. So all those songs we sing about Christmas and the 12 days of Christmas means actually the 12 days starting on Christmas Day, not ending on Christmas Day. But that's a whole nother podcast. So when we are asking, is Mardi Gras liturgical? What we are meaning is Mardi Gras a part of the Christian calendar? And the answer to that question is no. Mardi Gras is not liturgical or officially on the Christian calendar. So we are in a season of what's called ordinary time. Ordinary time means that there is nothing different or setting apart this time on the calendar. So we are in this season of ordinary time between Christmastide, which ended on Epiphany, January 6th, and Ash Wednesday, which will start the liturgical season of Lent. Now, Mardi Gras has become to be known as the time in between Epiphany and Ash Wednesday. And just because it is not liturgical does not mean it is not cultural. So, in several church cultures and several places, depending on where you are, you might have incorporated Mardi Gras as part of your celebrations, which we at the Restful Project love to do. Just because something is an ordinary time doesn't mean it can't be fun. So, let's kind of talk about Mardi Gras and what it is. Back in the day when the church used to control the everyday beings of people, they would make rules that people would follow in order to be considered in good standing with the church. And back then, the church was the government. So, during the season of Lent, the church was very, very strict about what you could do. There could be no singing, no dancing, no music, no games, no rich, fatty food such as butter, eggs, milk. It all had to be very solemn and very formal in order to prepare one's heart for Easter. So in the days and weeks before Lent, people started to begin to do celebrations because they knew that they would be entering into a long period of not being able to enjoy things. They also began to use up all the quote-unquote forbidden food in the house, like butter, eggs, and milk. Those were considered to be rich and fatty foods that were forbidden during Lent, so the housewomen would start to clean out their pantries and make sure they used up all of those food during this time. Also, they would plan a big celebration on the day before Lent to use up all these foods, most commonly making pancakes, which you may have been invited to a pancake supper during this time, and that is because historically, this would be a food that they would make in order to use up all those rich fatty foods that they couldn't eat for 40 days. So, that also is how the day before Ash Wednesday became known as Fat Tuesday, because they would use up all those fatty foods in the house that would go bad by the time Lent was over. So, Mardi Gras, not liturgical, definitely fun and cultural. Where Kristen and I are in Southern Alabama, Mardi Gras has started to become a thing. We have enjoyed several parties and balls and things like that during this season in order to go along with this time. Now, depending on where you are, you may have never heard of Mardi Gras or you may celebrate it to the fullest. But just like they did in the ancient church calendar days, we enjoy taking ordinary time and making it into something fun. So, if you are interested in learning about Mardi Gras or how you can incorporate more Mardi Gras events into this season between Epiphany and Ash Wednesday, you can follow us at The Restful Project because we will be dropping some fun ways to celebrate this time with your family and friends on our coming weeks on our social medias and our podcasts. We hope you have a great start to 2023 and we can't wait to see you back here next week.
Thank you so much for listening to today's episode of the Restful Projects podcast.
When you join our seasonal learning community, you will receive weekly encouragement and seasonal wellness tips that will help you fight fatigue and live life fully.
Plus, you'll receive fun perks and discounted event pricing, so you're not going to want to miss out. Trust me. You can learn more about the Restful Project at our website, therestfulproject.com, or you can join our private Facebook group, which is the Restful Project Seasonal Learning Community. You can also keep up with us on Facebook and Instagram at The Restful Project. Thanks again. Have a great day. Bye.
Hey, everybody. It's Megan. I want to welcome you to the second full week of Lent. And no matter where you are at in your journey right now, I hope that you are enjoying this season together. However, I just want to put in here that if you are feeling stressed out or you are feeling discouraged because you have not met your goals for what you want to do this season, that is not what this time is meant for. Take something off your plate, rearrange something, amend something, but don't feel like you are a failure if you have not achieved everything that you want to. I know that we are encouraging people to do several aspects of Lent, fasting, prayer, almsgiving, giving up something, or taking something new on. But it's not meant to make you feel like you have a checklist of things to do. So in your Sunday Sabbath this week, when you did your check-in on page 19, really look over those areas and decide, hey, is this stressing me out? Is this giving me more things to do, and am I really drawing closer to the Lord? Or do I need to lay this something down so that I can accomplish drawing closer to the Lord? That's the goal that we want y'all to accomplish. So just a little thought as we begin our second full week. So today's empty is an adjective, and it means lacking meaning or sincerity. For example, she tried to make me feel better, but her empty words meant nothing to me. So sometimes we have this feeling of empty because the things around us aren't real. We feel this very fakeness in this world. Let me read to you our Bible verse, Matthew 6:5-6. It says, "And when you pray, you must not be like the hypocrites, for they love to stand and pray in the synagogues and at the street corners, that they may be seen by others. Truly, I say to you, they have received their reward. But when you pray, go into your room and shut the door and pray to your Father who is in secret. And your Father who sees in secret will reward you." So back in this day, people would go to the synagogues and the temples and pray, and they would pray out loud, which is something that I'm not really used to. I always grew up in a church and in a culture where unless we were asked to pray aloud over someone or something, our prayers were kept to ourselves. However, back in Jesus's day, people would go and pray aloud to the temples and the synagogues, and it was kind of like a showy thing, like the louder I am or the more sobbing and wailing and gnashing of teeth I can bring, I must be a holier person, and people look around me and see how holy I am. And I can't really relate to that necessarily in my upbringing and culture. However, I think this translates a little bit differently from to us today. When I think of hypocrites, or when I think of doing something where people will look at you, a lot of times I think of social media. So in this passage in Matthew, Jesus kind of addresses our social media use. You know, taking that ultimate look at me statement, putting it out there for the world to see, and look how awesome I am, or how holy I am, or how religious I am. And we do that a lot with what we post and what we put out there for others to see. And whether your platform of choice is, you know, Instagram, Facebook, Snapchat, whatever, we are more apt to put the fake versions of ourselves out there than we are the real versions. This is pretty equivalent to what Jesus was seeing during his day of people praying aloud to the synagogues, putting the fakeness out there. And what this does is, instead of encouraging us, or, you know, we get addicted to likes and comments and hearts and things like that. But really what this does is this brings such a sense of emptiness into our lives. Like, there has been tons of studies recently about how people put things out there and, you know, they have 1,500 followers, but they still feel depressed inside. And how our children, especially our teenagers, they live so much on the virtual world, they don't know how to interact in the real world. And it's led to higher anxiety and depression rates than ever before. And so this Lent season, I really want you to encourage you to take maybe a radical step back in your life. You know, whether it be social media, whether it be what you tell people, whether it be the pictures that you take, whether it be the news articles that you read, to kind of take a step back and put that into perspective and think to yourself, is this bringing me something that's filling me with fullness? Or am I feeling empty because of these actions? Do I really need to check my social media every day? Do I really need to post every other thing my family does or the cute outfit I'm wearing? Do I really need to TikTok this latest trend? Take a step back and evaluate. Is this really encouraging me to draw closer in my walk to the Lord? Or am I like the hypocrite on the street corner praying aloud, but it doesn't go deeper than the surface? So something to ponder and to think about this week, and to really maybe even add to your Lent practice. How many times do I need to click on Facebook a day? How many pictures do I need to take? Do I just need to step back and enjoy what's going on around me? So those are just some thoughts for you this week. Each of our daily reflections this week will kind of help you focus in on that and what is making you feel empty in your life and what do you maybe need to trim back. But as always, Chris and I are here for you. We are praying for you, and reach out to us if you need us. Thanks.